My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
As lots of parents prepare for First Holy Communions next month, we are asking, are the celebrations worth all the drama and the cost? And are we creating a generation of mass goers as a result of communion? Or is it simply a lot of cash counting from the communion cards? I'm joined on the line by Niamh O'Reilly, who's a freelance journalist and mother of two. And Niamh, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Your eldest made his First Holy Communion last year.
That's right. So I can sympathise with all of the parents who are currently head, neck and heels into the communion prep. It has become kind of a very, very big undertaking. And I mean, studies are showing that it's costing over €1,000 for a communion. And when you look at what people are shelling out for, I would say it's actually a lot more than that.
Now it's different, I suspect, for girls, because it's almost like a mini bride is required, and fake tan and the nails being done and all the rest of it. For the lads, probably a bit simpler.
Well, I don't think necessarily. I think definitely there is a vibe of the mini wedding about communions in general. I mean, just if you look at, I would advise any parents who are currently planning communions, stay off social media. Don't search hashtag communion, because you're going to be left feeling like you haven't done enough and that everybody else is splashing out on huge events. And I mean, I'm talking things like balloon arches and charcuterie boards and bottles of Prosecco and not just bouncy castles, but sort of like obstacle course style bouncy castles. And I mean, the merch, I mean, anything and everything that you can put Holy Communion on can be bought.
Okay, but now, were you a very religious family that you thought this is necessary for my child to make his communion?
So we were sort of a bit strange in the fact that my children don't go to, they go to a non-denominational school, a very small school. So nobody else in my son's class was making their communion. So the onus was very much on us. If we wanted to do it, we had to do it through our local church and get in touch with the parish priest. So it was very much a conscious decision on our part. We did actually have to put in, we had to put in a bit of work, and we had to start going to mass, and we had to do all the preparation ourselves. But say, I have to hold my hands up, Pat, and say we are not a particularly religious family. Both my children are baptized. We would be, I suppose, what you'd call lapsed Catholics. We'd go at Christmas if there was funerals, weddings, you know, christenings, that sort of thing. We didn't go religiously, let's just say. But my son, I mean, all of his cousins, his older cousins, would have made their communion. So he was very aware of a communion. And I suppose what attracted him to it, like a lot of children, is that it's a day out. It's a celebration of you. You get fancy new clothes. You might get some money. You know, you get to go out maybe for a nice lunch. All of those things.
I mean, hang on a second, Niamh. You might get some money. Even back years, decades ago when I made my communion, it was all about the money.
It is. And I'm trying not to make it that. But I mean, that is a huge part of it. And the money, I did just like a straw poll amongst sort of the people, the mums that I know. And the going rate is €20 if they're not like a close relative, but €50 if it's, say, your niece or nephew. So the children can potentially make hundreds and hundreds, if not more, you know, depending on the size of the family. So all.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Of those things are huge incentives.
And the kids, and I don't know, boys particularly, may have plans for the money in advance of receiving it. I'm going to buy the new Xbox or whatever it might be. They know what they want.
I know. And it's a way to get a lot of money sort of very quickly. And I hate to reduce it to that. So that was definitely an element for my son. But I think because we had to go to the effort of organizing it ourselves, I sort of said to him, look, if you want to make your communion, that's fine. I'll do my best to make it happen. But we're not just going to go for the prep and the day and never darken the door again. You've got to try and look at it as you're making a commitment to the church, and we do have to try and go and try and, you know, make it about more than just a single day.
Now, what about the fact that he was the only one in his class making the communion, and it was done outside of the school ethos? Therefore, he was doing it on his own with a number of other children who may have been part of the ceremony, but people he didn't know necessarily. I've often thought that the communion is really about a collective thing for the boys and girls. You know, they're there with all the pals, they're all dressed up and they're all going to be doing great things later in the day.
Yeah, I know. And so ours was slightly strange from that point of view. So like he did his reading and all of that. And there was other boys and girls there from the local school. But obviously he didn't know any of them. So it was a little bit strange. But still in all, it was a lovely day and he really enjoyed it. And it sort of came together at the last minute because of the way it happened. So some of our family were away. So we didn't have a huge big celebration. We decided just keep it small and snazzy was what I was saying. So we went out for sort of a nice afternoon tea with just immediate family. And then the following week, what we did is we dressed him up again in a suit and had like a barbecue and had other family over and stuff like that. So we got plenty of mileage out of it.
Yeah, but the suit you mentioned a few weeks after, it didn't fit him anymore. He was growing.
Because it was sort of last minute, there was slim pickings, let's just say, out there in the shops when it came to getting a suit. But I have to say he was very into it. Like we tried on loads and he got a lovely three-piece suit. He wanted snazzy runners. That's all what they kind of want these days. He had like a pin, he had a rosette, you know, he had all the merch. So it was pricey enough. But I swear, like the suit, we only got literally 2 weeks out of the suit. The weekend following that we put it on him to show off to the rest of the family, he was almost busting out with sort of like Incredible Hulk style. So we didn't get a lot of mileage out of it.
Now, what about who you invite to the celebration? Now, you had a small snazzy afternoon tea, but some people have an event at home, some people go out to a restaurant or whatever. I mean, it's almost, as you said, like a wedding. So you have to draw up a list and you have to exclude, perhaps.
It's really, really tricky. And I know anecdotally from people who are currently planning communions and have planned communions, like, you know, the way in which weddings can be quite sort of political in terms of, you know, family politics and such doesn't get on with this person and that person. And it can be really tricky. And if you invite one side and all the cousins, you have to feel like you invite the other side. And they are just ballooning into these kind of huge, huge events. And you sort of wonder, who is it really for, you know, because I kind of think, you know, as the mum and dad, I don't know, do you really even get to enjoy a day like that? I mean, there's so much going on. There's so many people. There's, you know, so many people you have to feed and all the rest. I sort of feel like it goes by in a flash and you probably don't get to enjoy it. I think maybe there is an argument to be made for scaling these things back a little bit. But then I have to say, Pat, like, while we didn't have a huge communion, when I look back on my children's christenings, I completely bought into the hype and I went completely over the top. We got function rooms. I got the man who made our wedding cake to make the cake for the christening. We had I had favors on the tables. Like, it was completely over the top. And who was that really for? Neither of my sons will remember that they were babies. It was for the grown-ups, you know. So it's easy. I think it's very easy to get sucked into sort of making these things really, really big.
Now, what about number two? Has he shown any interest in making his communion? I know he's not there yet.
Yeah, he's not there yet. It's very funny how two children can be so different. So he's five. And like I said, we've tried to go to Mass now that my son made his communion last year. And I have to hold my hands up. We don't go every week. We try our best. But my five-year-old sits there and just says at the top of his voice, "This is boring." So he is very, very adamant at this point. He doesn't want to make his communion. Yeah. But I think the closer he gets to it, again, it's the material things that are probably going to, you know, sucker him in. And he probably will make his communion because of all the nice things that go along with it.
You wrote a piece last year with a question mark. Why do I bring my children to Mass to hear how unworthy they are? And this whole business of children of seven sinning and having to confess their sins, it's all a bit much.
Yeah, I suppose, look, it was always ever thus. And I suppose it only really struck me when, you know, I started maybe going back to Mass, you know, and preparing my son for his communion. There was a lot of focus on, you know, the things he had done wrong and the sins that he had made and his first confession. And I just felt, God, at 7 and 8, you know, children are just children. They're very innocent. They haven't really, you know, done anything that's warranted of them feeling so guilty about
themselves. I mean, we used to make up the sins.
Absolutely.
I disobeyed my parents. Yeah. I had bad thoughts. I didn't even know what a bad thought was at the time.
Exactly. And my son was the same. He did his, you know, first confession. And again, it was sort of by himself. So he went up after Mass to talk to the priest. He was like a deer in headlights. He went up and he hadn't a clue what to say. I don't know what he said in the end, something like, "I was mean to my brother," or something, you know, nothing that would be warranted of, you know, 10 Hail Marys or whatever it was. So I do think there is an element of that. And like it always was that way, but just it struck me that there is a lot of emphasis on guilt and contrition and, you know, talking about your sins and the things you have done wrong. And I just wonder, you know, as children, what sort of message that's giving them. But equally, it could just go over their heads, you know, as well.
Niamh, thank you very much for your wisdom. I'm sure you will influence some people into going over the top with their hashtag communion, and other people will take wise counsel and tone it down a bit. Anyway, Niamh, thank you very much for joining us. That's Niamh O'Reilly, a freelance.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.